This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. It's the fifth day of raging hostilities between Israel and Palestinian militants, and Israel has intensified its assault on Gaza as militants continue to fire rockets into Israel. Israel's military said Friday they had not entered Gaza, but that air and ground forces were involved in attacks there. At least 119 people have been killed in Gaza and 8 have died in Israel since fighting began on Monday. Meanwhile, Israeli President Benjamin Netanyahu has warned of civil war as mobs of Israelis and Arabs fight on the streets of his country. A major U.S. fuel pipeline has reportedly paid cyber criminal gang DarkSide nearly $5 million in ransom following a cyber attack. That's what multiple U.S. news agencies are reporting. Colonial Pipeline suffered a cyber attack with ransomware over the weekend and took its service down. This caused gas shortages in cities across the U.S. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has rebuffed a call from China to withdraw vessels from disputed areas of the South China Sea and said he would not bow to pressure, even if it jeopardizes his friendship with Beijing. The top U.S. health agency says it's lifting mask-wearing guidance for people who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19, a watershed moment that U.S. President Joe Biden called a great day in the long pandemic flight. The announcement by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention marked an abrupt turnaround after more than a year of urging people to cover their faces to stem the spread. Almost 60% of U.S. adults now have one or more vaccine doses, while cases are falling fast, down to a 7-day average of 38,000. For more